Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
can't do that.
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, today. And you know who we are. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. I say that in love. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. I say that in love, too. The voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they wish to call themselves, we're the guys they wish to silence. I say that in love. The patriots that the globalists despise, I say that in love as well. Folks, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook, check up our uploads, downloads, videos, pictures, updates, what's going on with us. That, again, is on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And also check out my Facebook if you'd like to. It's Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook. There's two different sites. One's a fan page. One is my personal page. Like them both, if you would. Keeping you abreast as to what's going on a continuous basis, daily, for the most part. Some people get mad at me because I upload so much stuff. But for the most part, it's showing us our obligation to preserve the freedoms in which we have. I'm also showing you the victories, and sometimes I'll throw some funny stuff in there as well, just to kind of let you guys know that I have a sense of humor that happens once in a while. Actually, I got a great sense of humor. It's just when it can come out. You know, it's like, can my sense of humor come out and play? It needs to come out and play some more, and it really does. It honestly does. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, you can be. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, people are still signing up for Jake's constitutional course, so it's not too late. We just started last week. We've got quite a few people that are actually checking them out through Skype every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you'd still be interested, we just got some more calls this morning. If you'd still would like to be a part of that program, you can be. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977, or you can call the offices here, which, by the way, that number is 320-274-8400 as well, 320-274-8400. You can go ahead and check out. Still time to sign up for the constitutional course. Folks, it's really simple stuff to understand. You just got to get it in there. Once you get that knowledge, then you have some room to run in, namely the direction that you should be going in. Without knowledge, people are destroyed. Thomas Jefferson rightly said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Well, we don't want to stay stuck on stupid. We want to get a knowledge so we're not destroyed. So when we take responsibility, live out our obligations before God because we love Him, first of all, with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, then we will see the results. As President John Adams, John Quincy Adams, rightly said, son of John Adams, second president, he's the guy that said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. And he's exactly right. So, again, if you'd like to be a part of that, 320-274-8400, 320-274-8400. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just kind of shooting from the hip today, friends. Don't want to inundate you with a whole bunch of bad news as to what's going on in this country. I want to give you some information as to how to solidify your walk. Remember when King David was stuck in the mire He was always praying out to the Lord, saying, Lord, get me out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. That's what we're always aimed at doing here at the Sons of Liberty. And when we look at who the Sons of Liberty are, we can understand that's exactly what they did. John Adams, James Otis, Samuel Adams, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, so on and so forth. So many of those guys. And again, we just want to give you guys a little information so you know where you came from, so you know where you're going to. I'm just kind of going through some of the stuff I have in front of me right now, friends, because you guys know what my message is. You know, we need to understand the price paid. We talk about what real love is. We talk about judgment quite a bit on the radio program here. And I'm going through one of the magazines that I have. As I'm just going through here, I'm just thinking, well, what really stands out? You know, we talk about who are you to judge me. That might not be a bad topic, but I'm just going to keep rolling on here. Oh, this is interesting. speaking of love for country, holding an account of the modern-day politicians. Now, let's talk about that really quick, just to show you what you're dealing with. There's 11%, less than 11% approval rating with politicians in government today. That's not a good place to be. There's less than 21% approval rating for the state-run media who promulgates their message. Let's go back to these politicians really quick. Did you know that 29, that's 5.4% members of the Congress have been accused of spousal abuse? 7, that's 3.1% have been arrested for fraud. These are your representatives, friends. 19, that's 3.6% have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 of those that represent we the people, 21.9% have been bankrupted at least two businesses. 3 is 0.6% have been arrested for assault. 71%, that's 13.3%, have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for credit. Now you're starting to understand why we continuously bring the information that we do on the Sons of Liberty here. 14, that's 2.6%, have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8, that's 1.5%, have been arrested for shoplifting. 21, that's 3.9%, are current defendants in lawsuits, defendants, friends, of those that represent us. 84, that's 15.7%, were stopped for drunk driving. And by the way, friends, these stats are from quite a while back. They were stopped for drunk driving, but were released after they claimed congressional immunity. In other words, they felt that they were above the law. Matthew Henry rightly said, he who spits towards heaven shall surely fall on his own back. What about those that take care of or take not care of their representation as to who they are that represent, again, we the people? And why are we there? Because I think what it really comes down to, friends, is are we saving face or are we saving our country? And I think that really does matter. Because when I think of like the heroes, George Washington, John Adams, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, or our veterans, or the heroes of the faith, Abraham, Moses, David, Joshua, Jesus Christ, so on and so forth, I stop to think of their awful sacrifice, what they laid on the altar of freedom for each one of us to walk in. Remember this, and we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back. Our founder said, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. So I'll leave you on that note. We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We'll come right back to Saving Face or Saving Country.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Saving face or saving your country? I think it really comes down to a lot of politicians. Namely, at the first segment, I was actually broadcasting you the crimes of those that serve we the people and the stats. Pretty crazy stuff, friends. Keep in mind there's less than 11% approval rating, so we approve of less than 11% of what they do. In other words, we approve of less than 11% of what we allow them to do. But let me get back to my point. When I think of the American heroes, the George Washingtons and the John Adams, the Samuel Adams, the Patrick Henrys, or our veterans, or the heroes of the faith, the Abraham, Moses, David, Joshua, Jesus Christ, so on and so forth, Jesus Christ being the line of the tribe of all of these heroes, I stopped to think of their awful sacrifice, which they laid on the altar of freedom for each and every one of us to walk in. Our founder said, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's a real love. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends, and here we have it. Yet today in this country, I can see, as I do on a weekly and a daily basis, many leaders in the Christian, patriotic, and conservative rings do nothing but talk, talk, talk. They talk in circles like a group of dogs simply chasing their tails. And who can say it better? Those are the ones that are esteemed among men. But let me remind you of something, friends. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I go on. Folks, what we're dealing with today is capitulating diplomats. And what is diplomacy? Seduction in another guise. And said another way, too. We can talk about compromisers. And what is compromise? Compromise really comes down to two men getting together to agree on what they both know is wrong. And that's exactly what we see. And the more I become acquainted with America's supposed leaders over the last 40 years, the more I'm disheartened. And I can say true that. I then understand why our nation is in the trouble that it is today. And it is in today. And in the meantime, the younger generation of which I'm a part of have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. But the talk goes on. From the capitulating diplomats, from the conservatives, the Christian leaders. And by the way, it's not all of them, but it's a good portion of them. See, our veterans, they fight, they bleed, and they die in foreign lands to uphold the Constitution. And back here at home, the American people are debating away the veterans and their sacrifices in which they sacrificed on the behalf of our freedoms. So instead of standing up and fighting for our God-given liberties, they sit down and they talk. And America hails these folks. So what does this lack of leadership actually come to? Well, I can tell you. Saving face while relinquishing our American sovereignty unto a foreign power. And we see it on a daily basis. Folks, can you imagine, just imagine with me, if you will, George Washington, you saying, George Washington, the first president of the United States, saying this. You know what, guys? I know that there was a serious price to be paid through the Revolutionary War, but our future posterity really isn't worth it. Let's set up another panel to discuss this. Or can you imagine Moses taking a poll before leading the children of Israel out of Egypt? Or how about this one? How about Jesus saying before going to the cross to die for the sins of the world, it's not at all expedient for my ministry to bear the shame in order to redeem mankind? I mean, what would you think about that? Now, as facetious as this might sound, because facetious it is, this is exactly why the American people are in such a sad position, because of the leadership that they put up for themselves. We deal with this on a continuous basis. People want to do programs with us. They want us to do, settings with them. They want us to do tea parties. They want us to do arenas. They want us to do high school assemblies. But they always try to set that date around when the politics are in force or in motion. In other words, instead of doing this on a daily basis, because I've said this before and I'll say it again, it's interesting, folks, because this is really how I see life. I see life as a Memorial Day every day. I bear my cross every day. I don't just bear it when I want to bear it. I bear it all the time because of the love and faith that work hand in glove to win a future for our posterity. That's really what it comes down to, always. But what we see is our leaders that have to be politically correct. And so what they do is they hold on to their sponsors and their positions. They care more about their sponsors, friends, than they do their freedoms. See, they don't want to mar their reputation because they say it's too radical to stand up in the face of tyranny or tell God's truth because they might be called haters by a group of criminals. See, folks, they lose face and their country while they try to save face. Really what it comes down to is a lack of love. The love of many will wax cold. Why? Because they're the workers of iniquity. They love sin for a season. They don't realize the end is death. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're eating the fruit of our own ways because we're not taking heed to God's commandments. These people, folks, they're unchristian and they're un-American and they're unpatriotic hypocrites. And they need to understand that real love is demonstrated, not spoken of. And that's why I end the radio program every single day. Well, except Sundays, unless, of course, you're listening to us on a rerun. It's available on podcast, by the way. I tell you that all the time to demonstrate your love to this nation so they can see your love. See, love isn't love until it's first demonstrated, friends. And you don't do the works to, let's say it this way, to the church people that will understand what I'm saying. You don't do the works to get saved. You do the works because you're saved. So the people that we're going to, they need to understand that real love is demonstrated, again, not spoken of. So in conclusion to saving face or saving country, listen to what John Adams, again, the second president, rightly said, and what he stated when leaving his post to the American people. He said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you'll make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." That's real love. That is a man that was moved by the fear of God, filial, not diabolical, but a filial love, that he only wanted to please his heavenly Father. And that was also our Father's also the one that said, "A wise son maketh a glad father," and daughters fall under that category too as well. So it's a demonstration of a love to world. Hey, listen, everybody loves to talk about love. Everybody loves to profess their love. If it's not for God, then it's, then it's a love for mankind. And I just want to set the record straight. You can't love mankind until you first love God. Because the love comes from the Holy Ghost that's been shed abroad in our hearts, Romans 5, to love our brethren. And it says in the book of 1 John, it says, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments." And by the way, it says right after that, for those that didn't know their Bibles, that this is the love of God, to keep the commandments of God. That is the love, is to keep his commandments. But I understand that there's very few as to those that really know and understand as to what I'm talking about today. Because we see very few that are willing, actually, instead of saving face, they're actually trying to save their country. Well, speaking of those that know the difference between the real Christ and the professed Christ, remember the Bible says, friends, that it talks in Scripture about how the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And the Bible also verifies to us that the Holy Ghost is given to those that keep the commandments of the Lord, again for love, and the love of God that's been shed abroad in all of our hearts that's been given unto us by Him. And it also says that to he who hath the Son hath life. In other words, the Holy Ghost will bear witness to those that are really truly His sons and His daughters. So let me give you an analogy really quick. There's a great orator who came into a city to do a speech, and throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Christ. Well, when he completed his discourse, he asked any questions. He said, "Does anybody have any questions?" Because this orator was quite sure that he could give the right answer. So one man raised his hand, and the speaker asked the great orator, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled out an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and then proceeded to ask the speaker some questions. "Sir," the man said, swishing the apple around in his mouth, "it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a great speaker, a great orator." Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question that I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand, is it sour or is it sweet?" Well, the speaker, the great orator, looking confounded to this man's question, replied with, "Sir, I don't know if that apple you are eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." Then replied the man, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus. Psalm 34:8 says, quote, unquote, 'Taste and see that the Lord is good.' The Lord knows whose are His. I can see why the world looks at Christians and thinks, 'Man, what's wrong with them guys? What are they talking about?' Well, let me say it this way. If I tell you heavenly things and you understand not, then how will I tell you, earthly things and you understand not, how can I tell you heavenly things?" See, the carnal mind is that enmity with God. We'll be right back. I want to talk about Houdini. You guys remember who Houdini was? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Or you can check me out online, Bradley Dean, on Facebook, double E, or go to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Interesting point. Just went online, folks, just to show you how we have our communists in the country that are hard at work trying to discredit anybody that speaks out against them. Recently, we had this communist organization, Right Wings Watch. If you remember right, last week I was actually talking about Rachel Maddow, and I said him, her, and then I said shim. And then we were talking about possibility of, well, the Newsweek actually called Barack Hussein Obama the first gay president, and they thought it was funny. And so I said homo, and then I knew if I didn't say homosexual, they were going to call me out on the, using the word homo. So I used the word homo, and then I put homosexual in there. But they put on the headline homo, and then I was calling Rachel Maddow shim. Well, she's the one that claims that she's a shim. I'm not. But just interestingly enough, friends, just to show you how the state-run media is constantly targeting anybody that speaks out against any propaganda that's being thrown down on the people. I mean, these guys are stooges in every sense of the word. And they go right along with it, and they don't realize, friends, that it's to their own demise. But we were talking about love and saving face, so I'm going to save my country, and I'm going to try to do my best to save a couple communists here. It is love for me to warn you communists that are tracking my radio show every day, that you're being used to no end. You're only simply, you got to understand the socialists, the communists, the totalitarianists under Stalin's regime. Let's just go back to them and Lenin. Friends, for those that didn't know, they used to use people. They called them useful idiots. And to you communists, you're useful idiots to them. And what they do is they use you until they get socialism actually transitioned into the definition, and through oppressive means, it becomes socialism, it becomes communism with teeth. Socialism is just being, it's only used, they use the word socialist only to implement communism. But again, speaking to you useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin rightly said, do you not realize that you're the first people that they take out once they get their way? And yet you do their biddings for them. You need to understand that you're going to fall into the hole that you yourself have dug if you continue down that track. Scripture is very clear that the end of sin is death, and sin is breaking God's moral law. And when you continuously lie to the people on purpose, you're not doing it by accident, you know what you do. And there's a difference between showing mercy to someone that knows what they do, well, they commit a crime, than someone that's guilty. We call those people wicked. And they're dealt with in a different manner. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to of the flesh reap corruption. You're going to reap what you sow. Let me say it this way. If I sow bad seed into my life, I'm going to reap a bad harvest. You're just not going to get away from it. You've heard that before. You reap what you sow. Folks, I want to share a story with you really quick. I'm just kind of pointing out, I feel I'm just being led to speak to some people right now. And it's a true story of two duck hunters who went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened, and they brought with them a brand new truck, a retriever, a dog, and that's what they call them, retrievers, right? A dog. A couple of sticks of dynamite. And when they got out of the lake, they noticed that they had a problem. The lake was completely frozen over. So one of them had a great idea. What he would do is go back to his brand new truck, grab a stick of dynamite, go back to the lake, throw it as far as he could to the center of the lake, blow a hole so that he could put down their little decoys, the little fake duckies, and that's exactly what he did. They would have a heyday shooting at all the little ducks. Well, the one that threw the stick of dynamite had a problem. As he threw the dynamite, he noticed that his little retriever, as faithful as he is, ran after the stick of dynamite, put it in his mouth, and as faithful as that retriever was, he started to run back to guess who, friends? His owner. The owner freaked out, and in fear of his own life, he ran over to the brand new truck, grabbed his shotgun, and started to shoot at the little retriever that was coming back to him. And after shooting at the retriever got scared away, and the retriever ran under the brand new truck. So guess what blew up, friends? You got it. The brand new truck, along with his little faithful retriever. So folks, the point is, you reap what you sow. You see, the very evidence of your guilt blew right up in your own face. And these two men in particular were charged for breaking the law. You reap what you sow. I was just first segment talking about a real love again. Again, everybody loves to throw the word love around, and then we have a broken sign, and it's a peace sign. By the way, if you look at a peace sign back in the 70s and the 60s and 70s, the burnt hippies used to like that peace sign. And if you look at the peace sign, it's actually a cross broken off at the arms, hung upside down. It's pretty occultish, isn't it? Well, it truly is. Folks, we're going to never have peace in this country if we continuously wage war against God. That's not going to work. It's not the peace God is talking about. The peace that passeth all understanding is bearing the cross, not working against it. Let me show you how they've watered the words down. For example, 1913 definition, Webster's dictionary. The word love defined out as a feeling of strong personal attachment induced by that which delights or commands admiration. Manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people. Let me say that again. Love defined Webster's 1913 dictionary. Manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of the people. Love in 1998, just showing you, in contrast, how they've watered the words down, now defines out as an intense affection for another person arising out of kinship or personal ties, a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. Hey, like I like to tell students all the time and young people all the time, if you really love her, then don't touch her until you get married to her. Because love gives, it doesn't take. So if we look at the word lust again in contrast, lust means almost exactly what love means in 1998's Webster's dictionary. Love, 1998, a strong feeling of attraction from resulting from sexual desire. Lust, in 1998, Webster's dictionary, a strong sexual desire, an intense longing. Folks, they're running parallel now. So let's look at the opposite. 1913, lust. I hope I'm not confusing you. If you want to call in and you are confused, let me straighten it out for you. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Lust in 1913, Webster's Dictionary. Sensuous desire, most commonly sexual desire. Now listen to this. Lust, 1913. As a violent or degrading passion, to desire, to have an eager passion, and especially inordinate, in other words, unrestrained, or sinful desire as for the gratification of the sexual appetite or covetousness. That's lust. That's right. So instead of love meaning manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people, they have changed it to mean a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. People are so stupefied today in this country that they actually believe that we're a democracy. I said I wanted to talk about Houdini really quick. And I do want to talk about Houdini. You guys all know who Houdini was anyways, right? One of the things I get to see, I did an interview with Dove Radio, James Dobson's, one of the branches of his ministry, last week. And he asked me, so what are you seeing in the schools with the kids? Is there any hope? And it just, right when he said it to me, it just broke me. It just went right to the heart. It broke me. Because oftentimes, friends, we'll get into a high school assembly setting, and we hear about a kid that committed suicide the week before. And I know people are in that state quite a bit in this country. But you need to understand that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Life is uphill. It's not downhill. In 1992 in San Francisco, they took 28 students who had the worst SAT test scores and three of the worst teachers that they had in the city. And what they did to these teachers and the students, they lied to them that had the lowest test scores, and they told them that they had the highest test scores. They did a follow-up 1 year later. You know what they found out, friends? They found out that the 28 worst test scores and the worst three teachers were now the best test scores and the best three teachers they had, who in the past used to be the worst three teachers they had. Why? Because they were told that they were the best, friends. They were told that they were the best. I want to take a quick break, but I want to just set this up really quick. Houdini was the greatest escarp. I'm not talking about Fisher. I was at Cabela's the other day. Sorry about that. Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history. Several times he'd allow himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea, and instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. However, one time, Houdini almost didn't make it. The incident took place in a small English town. And when I come back after this break, friends, I'm going to share with you how Houdini actually deceived the people in countries all across the world into believing what he was doing was real. It's an issue of the mind. That's a hint. Okay? Be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Okay, let's get over to Houdini. You know what, sometimes you listen to radio shows and they keep leading you on and leading you on and leading you on. And it's like, wait a second, you brought that up 45 minutes ago. I did not mean to do that on purpose, friends. I really didn't. Sometimes, because what will happen is they'll keep rolling you over for one segment and then two segments and then three segments. Well, I am not intentionally doing that. Houdini, talking about suicide. Oftentimes when we do high school assemblies, we know that 5,000 out of every 500,000 students actually commit suicide in this country. Oftentimes we have done high schools, I shouldn't say more than often, but a few times doing high schools across this country, friends, we have had the opportunity to find out we just missed those kids. And when you do what we do, that's some painful stuff, guys. Because that's why we do what we do, as far as the younger generation goes, because we want to reach into them, and we want to let them know that, listen, what Hollywood portrays life as being is not the case at all. We want to show them that, listen, life is uphill. It's hard. It's not easy. It's straight. It's narrow. It's difficult. But the rewards pay off, and they're awesome, especially when they're in Christ. And folks, when I'm talking to students in colleges or in high schools or even on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here, it's just great stuff. These are great analogies. So I'm going to go back to Houdini and contrast that with suicide. Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history. And several times he would allow himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea. And instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. However, one time Houdini almost didn't make it. And the incident took place in a small English town. Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail cell as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and to work in complete privacy. Now, the people of that small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell, so what they did is they invited the famous Houdini to give it a try. And Houdini showed up, and he arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means, friends, a lot of people showed up. The officials then led Houdini into the jail cell, shut the door behind themselves, and then left the building. Immediately, the master went to work. He first extracted a long, tough steel shaft that he would use to unlock most doors. Why wouldn't the jail door open? Well, after 2 hours, Houdini became so exasperated and began to sweat really hard. His confidence began to waver, and after 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and he fell up against the door. I'll say that again. After 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and fell up against the door. Friends, Houdini, the greatest escape artist in history, worked for 3 hours and he could not get that door open. And after he fell, he collapsed, he fell right up against that door. Now listen to me, friends, this is liberating stuff. This is liberating stuff for those people that lose hope. Folks, did you know that the door was never locked? The door swung wide open. You see, the officials had tricked Houdini into thinking that the door was locked, when in truth it was never locked. The only place that that prison door was locked was in Houdini's mind. Friends, Houdini could not open that prison door because of his locked-in mentality. Man, sometimes when I talk about, you know, people have heard for years, I mean, since they've been born, about Jesus, and some people take it as a good thing, some take it as a bad. But friends, I got to tell you that when I was raised up, I didn't have anybody telling me anything. And when I got older, I became more hopeless and more hopeless and more hopeless. But I always had that voice in my heart where I could hear Jesus again. And it's like, what is this Jesus stuff? I never spoke against him. I was never impervious to the gospel. I was never at war with God, at least not with my heart. My actions and the corruption in my heart showed forth my war with God. But I never had anybody, you know, spell it out for me. And when I got older, I know a lot of people, I've never ever in my life been suicidal. I've heard people say it, you know, you might get the thought, but you take every thought captive and you cast it down and you make it obedient to the word of God. And speaking of hopelessness, I remember Arturius said this, King Arthur, his uncle, said, "There's no worse death than the end of hope." Friends, there's no worse death than the end of hope. And when you get to that point, you always got to come back to this one thing. He is the light of the world. If you're in darkness, he is the light of the world. Go to the light. Oftentimes you get that voice in your heart. He is. Listen, the voice of a stranger you will not follow. But we follow the good shepherd. He said, "I am the door." You know, I used to give the analogy of, you know, sometimes when you're in that state where I would take my little boy and I'd put him up on top of the stairs, about 8 stairs high. And I'd look at him and I'd say, "Do you love me?" And he'd say, "Yep." I'd look at him and I'd say, "Do you trust me?" He'd say, "Yep." And I'd say, "Jump." I'd say, "Jump to me then." Folks, for those that don't know the difference, and you're in a state of hopelessness, tie a knot and hang on, friends. But make sure that the anchor that you have in your heart is his name is Jesus Christ. There's just no other way of saying what I need to say. And when you begin to understand who he is, then you begin to feel, at least the way I did, I felt ripped off. I felt like nobody ever took the time to get in my face and tell me what I tell my friends on the radio every day. You know what? If you're in that position and state of hopelessness, let me tell you this. God is saying this. "You trust me?" You say, "Nope, I don't trust you because I don't know you." And the Lord says back to you, "Do you love me?" You'd say, "Well, I there's something in me that does love you, but I just don't know how to get to you." You know, when I used to play in the rock and roll scene, we'd be in bars and we'd be rocking out, doing our thing. And it was interesting that if I had my girlfriend with me or whatever situation I was in, or I had a friend with me, you know, I could sit there and listen to 15, actually about 150 to 200, 250 different voices at the same time. But every single time I heard my friend or my girlfriend's voice, I could make the distinction from all the racket that was going on in the room. It's the same thing with Christ. He is the light of man. He is the light of the world. He is the I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one that said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He's the one that said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know what makes it so heavy, friends, is the fact that we lay everything on ourselves, and then we say, God, take care of this. When he said to do it just the exact opposite, do it the other way. Cast all your burdens upon me, for I care for you affectionately. It's like, whoa, that's how I'm supposed to do this thing? And the Lord says, yep. He says, jump. He says, jump. Even if you don't trust me, jump, because I'm not going to let you down. You know, friends, it's like this. I'm taking it up a step for those that are one step higher than the people that I was just talking to now. If you want to learn how to swim, the Lord has to take the bottom out of the pool so you start to kick your feet to learn how to swim. You can't have power for the light if you don't go to the power source. And you have to go to the power source. But the way that you do that is you come to him on his terms. This is where so many people miss it. When I read the law of God in Exodus 20, thou shalt have no other gods. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. He is God in the flesh incarnate. Then he said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. In other words, friends, don't create a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, doing the other thing, because I'm going to say it to you. There is no such thing. Your God doesn't exist. Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. See the threatening there? But what I'm doing is I'm showing you your violations of a just and a holy law and a God. And he's driving you to the foot of the cross of his son, Jesus Christ. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That doesn't mean we go to church and then act like the devil 6 days a week. That's not a converted man. Number five, honor your father and your mother. Hold them in high esteem. It's the first commandment with promise, that your days will be long upon the earth. Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, don't even be angry with your brother without a cause. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman. Well, you say, I can't do that. That's why I'm driving you to the foot of the cross, because you can. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Number nine is, thou shalt not lie. Number 10 is, thou shalt not covet. And when I read Exodus 20, I see that I can't keep any of them. But when I look at Jesus Christ, I look at him, I put my faith and my trust into him, and I say, Lord, will you do for me what you're talking about right now through Bradley? And I'll tell you what, he'll never, ever let you down. Man will, but he won't. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. I'll talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.